Radio across the UK. Early Breakfast with James Max on Talk Radio.
Prior to COVID-19, the pandemic, two recurring news items were scrambling for and getting our attention: Brexit and climate change. Sorry, what? Climate change. The latter amplified further by Greta Blumenthal Thunberg. Then came COVID and we stopped worrying about the environment. Do we care anymore? I don't know. Well, we'll find out in a few moments' time, because we're going to be talking a little bit about the environment and finding out about whether or not we, well, should we be concerned? And what about those grant schemes which the Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, has set out? Are we going to be really that concerned about them? Are we going to be taking them up? Are you going to be getting a grant? And what do they mean for business? What do they mean for you? Is it worth us taking them on board? So it's going to be very interesting to see whether or not the environment climbs up the agenda. Let's speak to Mark Sate. He's CEO of Save Money Carbon. Mark, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much indeed for joining us here on Talk Radio. So, look, the Chancellor has piled a whole load of cash into this, businesses and personally, I suppose. It puts the environment a little bit back on the agenda. But ultimately, since the pandemic came along, all of us have forgotten about the environment. We don't care anymore.
Well, I think that is the case. We have had more important things to think about. But I think the Chancellor last week did something really good, actually, and he started to join the dots between actually the environment and how we can actually all save money. And as we come out of our lockdown and we move into what's going to be, you know, quite a brutal recession, I think saving money is on everybody's agenda.
So we talk about this. Are we just heading into a load of unnecessary works, or are these specifically going to be genuinely helpful pieces of work that are going to not only inspire new businesses to come along, but also are going to genuinely save us money? I mean, you know, if we start lagging our lofts and changing our lighting and doing all these things, would it really make a difference?
I think it absolutely does. And I think if you're in a business, it's important to lay the groundwork for savings. Those savings can go directly to the bottom line, and that can save jobs. As a company, Save Money Cut Carbon, I just picked out one this morning, which is actually for a hospital, Adam Brooks Hospital, a small project we've just completed, you know, saving £148,000 a year. That's money that can go straight into the front line of the hospital. And the same thing applies to the home. You know, change a 60 watt light bulb and you're going to save yourself £20-22 a year. If it's on 8 hours a day, and we're all now working from home, and as the winter comes, we're going to have those lights on. So I think there's absolutely a material money saving. Carbon is a great byproduct, assuming we put the right product in and it's installed in the right way.
Have we got our technology good enough yet? Because I don't know about you. I mean, I understand LED lights and all that sort of stuff, and I have some of them. I still prefer, if I was given a choice, I would still prefer to have either a halogen bulb or indeed an incandescent bulb.
Yeah, I'd be a wealthy man if I had a pound every time somebody said that to me. I think it's all about buying the right product. And I think actually it's a perfect example. People have maybe had bad experiences of bad product. Some people get confused with compact fluorescents, the old curly energy saving lights that took a little while to heat up.
But they're horrible.
If you buy a good quality LED product, as you mentioned, you won't be able to tell the difference, you know.
Oh, no, you can tell the difference.
No,
that's the problem.
It's about buying the right product. It's absolutely about buying the right product from a well thought out large manufacturer. If you go and buy the three light bulbs for £1.99 from the local hardware store or something, yes, you are going to see the difference. But we install these in, you know, hospitals, palaces, homes, all sorts of places. And if it's installed properly with the right product, it's absolutely fantastic. It also has the added benefit of your incandescent light bulb that you wanted to put in will last about 2,000 hours, where good quality LED light bulb is going to last 40 to 50,000 hours. So it also has a saving for you there and is obviously reducing landfill.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see how this pans out. Mark, I'm sure we will speak again. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. That's Mark Sate, CEO of Save Money Cut Carbon.